Hello, everybody. Here we go again. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And, you know, you can always find us on calbanyan.com. So if you're watching this video anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you got to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there, are all the links to extra resources and things like that that I'll be covering in the show. Hey, this is a special show today because it's Cal Banyan all by himself. Meredith, she had a little vacation to Hawaii, and guess what? She's backed up with things to do since she was gone, and I said, chill out, it's cool. I'll handle a couple of episodes by myself. So I'm going to do a couple of episodes here, and we'll just see how it goes. It's been a long time since I've done an episode all by myself. So stick with me, and it's going to be quite an adventure. All righty-o. Hey, one of the things I want to mention right away is on calbanyan.com, we've made some changes, and I'd like to have your feedback. We've got a new logo, and then also on our website, once in a while I look at my clipboard, and sometimes I look over here at my monitor, so you'll see me looking down. Excuse me. I usually do that, looking down stuff and looking at my clipboard while Meredith is talking, but you're going to have to, you know, put up with me doing a little bit of looking down while the actual video is being recorded here. So, new logo. Let me know what you think. I think it's a little bit better than the old one. And then also, we just put over on the left side a shortcut to some of our most popular links. And let me just kind of read some of those off to you. And you can just go there, click on it, take you to some of the most favorite episodes. Make More Money, AR, and the AIAR induction, or the AIR induction. You can click there and get the latest episode on that. And then a whole bunch of our 10 Keys to Success series. We have the 10 Keys Successful Search Engine Optimization. That was done with Taylor, our chief IT guy. And he lets you know what you need to do to really have a website that's going to show up well on the search engines such as Google and Yahoo and the new Bing. That's right, Bing. Microsoft has renamed their search engine Bing. B-I-N-G.com. Check it out. 10 Keys to Starting Your Own Hypnosis Practice on a Budget. This is a great series that we did with Celeste Hackett, where she really mainly just took over the episodes and expounded on her experience of starting off on a budget. And you can still get some of her great articles on hypnosis.org and on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. com on our e-zine. She's got a whole series there, How to Get Started on a Budget, and she went through that in the 10 Keys series. 10 Keys to Client Preparation for Success. And this is something that I'm so glad that we did, because I see these kinds of questions come up all the time on the forums and different groups on the internet of people having trouble in their hypnosis sessions because they don't really take the time to prepare the client for success. For five pathers, they understand that that's phase one, the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. 10 keys to doing direct suggestion hypnosis right. You know, there's many ways to do things right, and there's many ways to do things wrong. And in this episode, actually it's a series of episodes, all the 10 keys series episodes are more than one video. Sometimes it's as many as six videos. The 10 Keys to Doing Direct Suggestion Right video series is really about all the things you can do to make your direct suggestion hypnosis sessions the most effective that they can be. 10 Keys to Doing Successful Age Regression Work. Now, this series, I'm really happy about this series because age regression, to me, is the royal high road of all hypnosis work, hypnotherapies. It's the most powerful technique that we have available. And it was my chance to really lay down some of the most important things that you can do to make your age regression work really successful. Setting Up Hypnosis Office and Training Center video series. And that's really me taking you through the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services Incorporated. And I talk a little bit about why we're set up. It's not just me trying to show off our center. I'm proud of our center, but one of the main reasons was I take you into the receiving area and say, this is why we have the receiving area in this way. And then I take you into the office and say, here's why the office is set up this way. All right. And then I think it was one video program that was done called Being a Female Hypnotist in a Man's Profession. And this was done with Celeste Hackett and Kelsey Banyan, my daughter, who worked here as a hypnotherapist. And they really talked about what it was like to work as hypnotherapists and being women. All right. So go to calbanyan.com. On the left side in the column, you will see an area that's called Shortcut to Popular Hypnosis Training Videos, and that will get you right to all those lickety-split. And while you're there, become a VIP member. The VIP members, what you get to do is have instant, easy access to all the previous videos. It doesn't cost you anything. You just sign up for it. You also get on our newsletter, and our newsletter is cool because we announce when new videos come out. We send out new hypnosis articles as they are being published on our e-zine. We also let you know about any specials that are coming up. All right. Now, let me get to the next part of this, and this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a long, long time, and that is, what does it really take? What does it really take to make it in our profession? You know, in a lot of professions like counseling or nursing, you go get your bachelor's degree or your master's degree, and you know, you do some clinical placement work or an internship, and you get to know people, and you know, maybe you send out some resumes or you do some research, and then you move into an employed situation. Well, it just so happens that in our profession, most people who are successful in our profession are not employed by someone else. We're not employed by a human service center or a hospital or anything like that, but it's a more of an entrepreneurial field at this point in time. Now, one day I believe that we will be more like there's the occupational therapist and the physical therapist, and there'll be the hypnotherapist, and they will work as an adjunct with all those other professionals, and there will be those departments in the hospital, in the human service agency, wherever it is. But right now, it's more of an entrepreneurial type profession that you have to go out and really have a passion for what we're doing. So what does it really take to be successful? Well, I want to kind of tell you what I think are some of the hard truths. Maybe this isn't something that your particular trainer or hypnosis organization has been honest with you about, quite frankly. But let me tell you what it really takes to be successful in our profession. First of all, you got to have a passion for hypnosis. You've got to have or hypnotherapy. I use the terms interchangeably. Is it something you really, really want to do? Or is it just a passing thing? Because it's going to require some drive to really make it. Because in any business or profession, there's good times and there's bad times. And there's times when you feel like doing it and times when you don't. Now, so, do you have the commitment? Do you really have the strong desire and commitment to do this? Now, let me talk a little bit about commitment. How can you tell if you or someone has commitment? If you don't have commitment, there's like, I'm interested in hypnosis, or I'm committed to hypnosis. Now, those who are interested in hypnosis do it when it's convenient, you see. But those who have the passion, who've really made a commitment, you know what? They do whatever it takes. They learn the things they got to learn. They do the things that they got to do. For example, if you've been watching these podcasts for a while, you know what? You're probably one of those people who has the commitment. You set aside times to watch these podcasts. Are you reading books? Are you buying videos? You know, are you doing those things? It reminds me, like I don't know if it was the beginning of this year or last year, I made the commitment that I was going to complete a 100-mile bicycle ride. And there's a local bicycle ride that goes from Irvine, California, all the way down to San Diego. And it's 100 plus miles. And I made the commitment that I was going to do that. Now, what does that mean? That means I've got to do a lot of working out. I've got to be on the bike, and I got to be doing the miles. And I was talking to some friends about this 100-mile ride, and I was talking, it made me think, why did I make that commitment? And I thought, you know, the reason I made the commitment was because I thought if I made the commitment to do the 100-mile ride, it would help me to do more regular bicycle riding. And if I rode my bicycle more regularly, my fitness level and energy level would be better. My appearance would be better. So the commitment to doing the 100-mile bicycle ride was not just to have the bragging rights of doing a 100-mile bicycle ride. You know, I probably will brag about it, you know. But that wasn't the reason. The reason was I knew that making that commitment to do the 100-mile bicycle ride would cause me to ride my bicycle more frequently and for longer periods of time. And last weekend, I rode 70 miles. The weekend before, actually 71. And the weekend before that, I did a 70. Typically, in between those weekends, I will do a couple 30-mile rides and maybe one or two shorter rides because I've got to prepare my body. Now, I don't just do it when it's convenient. The other day, my wife called me from the dentist and say, hey, there's an opening, you know, in 2 days for you to get into the dentist for cleaning. And this guy's not always easy to get into. It might be a month before I can get in to see him again. And I said, sorry, tomorrow's my bicycle ride. I'm not going to have time to do it. And there was no hesitation because I've made the commitment to do the 100-mile bicycle ride. No hesitation. I know I have to do what it takes. So, are you committed to building your hypnosis business? One of the things you can do to build commitment is to let people know what you're going to do. Let them know that you're committed. I've made on Twitter, on Facebook, on my blog, everybody who knows me knows I made a commitment to do that 100-mile bicycle ride. Have you made the commitment? And have you told your friends and families, have you made it public that you're going to go into the practice of hypnosis? Because doing so, it can really make a big difference in your drive. All right. So, are you committed? How can you get more committed? Tell people about what you've committed to do. All right, the next thing is belief. Do you have the belief that it takes to be successful? Now, it's just not one kind of belief. There's a number of different beliefs you need to have inside of you in order to be successful. And if you don't have any of these beliefs, I'm going to tell you about how you can kind of begin to build those beliefs so that you can be successful. All right. Do you believe in hypnosis? I am astounded at the number of people I can find who are not believers in hypnosis. You know what? I just don't know how they do it. They're in the business of hypnosis. How do I know this? Because I'll have people come to my Week of Power class. And to be in my Week of Power class, you have to, and that's an advanced hypnosis certification with 5-Path and 7-Path, you have to already be certified as a hypnotherapist. I get people in that class who've seen clients, and they're not even sure if hypnosis exists. And I think to myself, my goodness, how can you ever really be successful in what you're doing unless you believe in what you're doing? Okay. So do you really believe in hypnosis? Is hypnosis a real thing to you? If it's not, here's some things you can do. Do the research. Research is coming out now that's showing that the brain actually works differently when the individual is in hypnosis, then if they're just pretending to be hypnotized or if they're just imagining that kind of thing. The brain works differently. Ask yourself, have others been successful using hypnosis? And of course they have. thousands and thousands of people over years and years and years have made powerful and significant changes in their life, from stop smoking to losing weight to getting over fears to improving performance, such as in sports or work, using hypnosis. Do the research. See who's used it successfully. Get your own sessions. Now, the day I decided that I was going to be committed to this profession and become a hypnotherapist, one of the first things I decided to do was go get a hypnosis session. And so I contacted someone that I believed would know how to do hypnosis, and that individual did some age regression work on me. And you know what? It was a real age regression. I became a true believer. And with that belief in hypnosis, knowing that it was different from pretending, from imagining, then I was able to move on into the profession as what I like to call a true believer. All right, here's another area of belief that you've really got to get going. Do you believe in your trainer and your training? Find out. When you went to your class, there was other people in your class. Did you stay in contact with them? If one person in your class was successful and able to build a successful hypnosis practice with what he or she learned in that class, then what the teacher taught was sufficient to be successful. You can throw all excuses aside. If even one person was able to take what he or she learned in that class and turn it into a successful hypnosis practice, then you can believe in the teaching of that instructor. So get in touch with some of your classmates. Are they successful? Okay, if they're successful, then you can be successful. And if they're not, then start doing your research. Find out whose students are being successful, are really saying, yes, I have built a successful hypnosis practice. Here's another one. Belief in the system or approach. There's different approaches. There are Ericksonian approaches. There's more fluffy approaches, more spiritual approaches. And there's just all these different approaches. And of course, we have the 5-path hypnotherapy approach and the 7-path self-hypnosis approach. Now, whatever approach you have learned, you need to believe in it. Now, and how do you find out if it works? Again, you can follow other people who use that approach. Are they confident in that approach? If even one person is truly using that approach, whatever it is, and is satisfied with its success, and you would be satisfied if you had that kind of success, then you can begin to believe in that approach. All right. Now here's the biggie. If other people are being successful with that training, with that approach, with that instructor, in doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and you are not, then, my friends, you have to take a quick and maybe long look at yourself. Do you really believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can be successful doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy to help others? If you don't, then you know what I recommend? Is I recommend that you decide that you need to go find the best hypnotherapist you can find and go see him or her and have some work done. You need to either, and of course I recommend 5-path and also 7-path self-hypnosis. Do what you need to do to get your confidence so that you can do the work. Now, I remember in a class I was doing, it was probably my last hypnosis certification class, someone came to me and as an aside, said, look, can people really be successful at this? And, you know, here I am, I'm standing in my hypnosis center, clients are coming and going, seeing the different hypnotherapists that work here. You know, I've done thousands of sessions of hypnosis, and he asked me, can a person really take this class and be successful? And I had to say, look, I can't say if you would be successful, but I can tell you that many of our grads, our interns, our hypnotherapists that work here are successful. Then I asked him, have you ever been really successful at anything else in your life? You know, did you get a college degree? Did you do well in a job? Have you done well in a sport or other interest? If you've really been successful in anything else in your life, then you can be successful in hypnotherapy, hypnosis. You just need to apply the same kind of attitude, the same kind of determination, and the same kind of commitment to the field of hypnotism that you did in the other things that you were successful with, and you can be successful at this. Okay, so, you know, that's what this whole podcast program that I do, and we've got over 130 programs up, at least 120 of them are videos, and the purpose of these videos is really to help you be successful and to build the profession. And what I'd like to know is, I want to get kind of a request for comments. And I've got some ethical bribes here to give you to see if I can get some information, some feedback from you. One is, hey, the Hypnosis Pro cap that you could wear. And you know what? People could say, hey, do you do hypnosis? And then you can tell them yes. And, you know, they'll say, can you help me with hypnosis? And you can get clients. There's one of my ethical bribes here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to select one. Over the next week, we're going to be looking at the comments that show up right down below on this page, and we're going to select one, probably I think the most the best, most insightful comment, and we're going to give them one of these three items: the hat or my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. This is a great book for any individual. It's called The Secret Language of Feelings, A Rational Approach to Emotional Mastery. And this is a book that really tells you why people do the things they do. And if you work with clients, guess what? You're going to want to know why people do the things they do, and it can really help you to be a more effective hypnotherapist. And then, of course, my always popular book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques, and it's co-authored with Jerry Kine, who wrote the foreword in the book. And this is probably the item that catapulted me into some recognition in the profession. So Hypnosis, Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques. And we'll ship whoever wins free if they live in the United States of America. If you live someplace where it's going to cost us $50 to ship it or something like that, we'll contact you. But this is what we want to know. What do you think new hypnosis professionals need to succeed? Do you agree with what I've come up with or disagree? Or do you agree and then want to add something? What do you think hypnosis professionals need that maybe they don't already have? Something that needs to be made available to be successful in the profession. So that's it. That's what I'm asking for. Right down below, please leave a comment. I want to get more comments than we ever have on anything before. And we're going to select, I think, the best, most informative, most useful to our audience comment about what you think a new hypnotist needs, or someone that really hasn't gotten off the ground yet, maybe they've been in the profession for a while, what that individual needs to get started in the profession. Okay, well, that's it. I'm going to have one more solo podcast like this, and then Meredith will be back, and it's going to be a lot more fun because it's a lot more fun with two people. But in the meantime, I'm going to try to give you a lot of good information. I've already put together what I'm going to be talking about in the next podcast. I'm looking forward to giving it to you very, very shortly. All right, remember to visit my other websites. This is calbanion.com, but go to hypnosiscenter.com, and all of my training schedule is there, plus a gazillion other things. And then also go to hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you, and we've got a free directory. You can get your practice on the directory and get found and get more clients. And that's it for this time. This is Cal Banion. signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.